Welcome back, everyone. Hope you all had a very merry and happy Christmas, and hope you're all ready for the new year, 2008, in which Prince Caspian will be released. For the topic today, Jim Fan and I are going to discuss the issue with Reepy Cheep and everything concerning him, everyone's favorite Narnian creature. Well, he's my favorite talking animal, bar none, for the Narnian Chronicles. And anyway, let's go ahead and get started. We are here again with Jim Fan. Jim Fan, haven't spoken with you for a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How was the move?
Pretty good. It went as smoothly as moves can, I guess. And
good.
We're enjoying the Illinois weather.
Good. Well, welcome to Central Standard Time.
Yep. Sorry.
You just sounded so upset. Yeah, I hate Central Standard Time. Well, anyway, we have more important things to talk about than Central Standard Time right now. We're going to talk about Eastern Standard Time for the rest of the podcast and all the exciting things accompanying that, like Naples. Okay, we're going to talk about Reepy Cheep. There's been a lot of stuff that's come out about Reepy Cheep. This has kind of been Reepy Cheep and Voyage of the Dawn Treader month, despite all the new stuff with the trailer and everything. So we had pictures from the toys that were released, and then we got then the voice for Reepy Cheep was cast, Eddie Izzard, and then we got to see a picture from a painting of Reepy Cheep from one of the new books coming out. So we kind of have a pretty good idea of Reepy Cheep. We also had something from Ain't It Cool News, wasn't it?
Someone saw some preview footage.
No one has actually seen the final full rendition of Reepy Cheep, but we have gone about as close as you can go to getting there without actually seeing it.
So
first of all, let's discuss the look of Reepy Cheep. What do you think, Jim Fan? Because we have an idea of what his fur color is going to be in the patterns.
Well, first we heard it's going to be like light brown. And then looking at the toy, he's sort of white and really light tan. And then in the book picture, he's really dark brown and only a very little bit of light. So it's really hard to tell because the colors are all over the place. But I have to say, I think the toy is probably the closest to what he's probably actually going to be. And I really like the way he looks. I don't know, some other people hate him, but I really like the way he looks.
Yeah, and I think one of the Pauline Baynes illustrations from The Last Battle had a mouse. It's sort of a blaze, I suppose you'd say, from his chin going down to his stomach. That being white and then the rest of him being kind of a tan. Some people hate it. I'm not excited about it. I would have liked it to have been darker. Maybe it will end up being darker. Who knows? But it's not going to be too much of a distraction for me. It's not nearly as bad as the white lab rat that we heard about.
I actually thought they were going to do that.
Yeah, you did think they were going to do that?
No, of course not.
I don't know. My faith has been so shaken in so many little things that I. But they've nailed the design in so many other areas. I guess I should have had more confidence. But really, I'm. I guess I can't really say I'm happy about it. But I'm not.
I don't see why not. He looks fine. And Pauline Baynes, she drew him different colors. And I think even the books were a little inconsistent as to his actual color.
Well, the books were inconsistent as to his height. He grew a foot between Caspian and Voyage.
But everything wasn't totally consistent. So you can't, just because it says doesn't mean he can't be something else.
Yeah. Well, I'm not too disappointed.
He looks fine. He doesn't look like, you know, pink eyes or anything.
They didn't ruin him by any means. It's not going to be something where I'll look at the screen and say, oh, I can't believe that. You know, for me, it's kind of like, well, maybe a little more serious than that, but you know, like, I just would have liked for Lizzie to have had blonde hair, but like it is in the book, but doesn't really matter in the long run, not that much. Especially since they said they actually tried, I think, blonde hair with Georgie and it didn't really work. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they discovered that darker fur would be harder to see or whatever. I don't know. So I'm not gonna raise a fuss about it. I think it looks okay.
Yeah. In
Kind of neutral.
the book cover, the one that's called The Tale of Reepicheep, he's much darker color than anything we've seen or heard of so far. Is that
Except
dark
on the
enough?
chest. That's still the. I think it's pretty safe to say that's going to be kind of a design pattern with the brownish tan fur and the kind of cream colored chin and chest.
I think it looks good. Oh, in the movie, he'll probably be lighter since that looks like concept art or something. But I like it
Yeah,
better.
I'm kind of
Not
in
gonna
middle.
boycott.
No, I'm not gonna boycott. He's got a really great looking sword. I'll say that. I love the sword design.
I cannot wait to see him in action. That
Yeah,
looks
I'm actually thinking of
fantastic.
having, and this can actually segue into the Ain't It Cool news. We mentioned, I think you said he's gonna look pretty cool. I think the quote was pretty sweet. From what the guy saw at Ain't It Cool News, and of
Yep.
course, he didn't really say what. He just said it just looked. He was talking about the animation. He wasn't really talking about just the look of the character itself. So, it's kind of hard to speculate on what they're gonna have him do. I think my guess is they're gonna have him like a nimble little creature jumping up on people and, you know. You know, I don't want them to go to the extreme of Yoda say,
Yeah.
but per se, but I do think having him really fast and nimble, jumping all over the place, wouldn't be completely out of place. Some people, I think, weren't too fond of the idea, but I actually think it would be pretty cool because if you look at you know
Yeah.
how rats and mice move, they're pretty quick, and I don't want them just kind of hobbling on their 2 feet, just running around in circles on the ground. I
Yeah.
think that would be sort of
I
disappointing
think
and
he'll
boring.
probably, I would like to see him, you know, have his own specialized style of fighting, you know, something that a person wouldn't have, but a mouse definitely would. So he'd have his own moves and whatever, and especially since
Yeah.
he's so much smaller, he'd have
Yes.
to use different tactics to even, you know, stay alive, really.
What do you think of Eddie Izzard as the voice of Reepy Jeep?
When I was a kid, I did horse riding. Now, as probably some of you did. But I have found out recently that we didn't. What we experienced was horses doing child wearing. Yes, it's true. They've got footage of it on a documentary called What Horses Do. And a horse would go, yes, I've joined the stable. And they provide you with children. They have their own straps and everything. And I go up the hills and I eat the grass, I drink the water, just trot around, nothing fast. And the kids exercise your neck and you know, they tickle you in the ribs and you can bite their feet. And you come back to the stables, they remove the children and they burn them, I believe.
I listened to a little bit of the video that was on Narnia Front Page. The voice sounds okay. The one thing that's gotten me really nervous is the fact that they've cast a comedian. And of all the people they could have cast, the fact that it's a comedian makes me just a little bit nervous because I don't want Reepicheep to be the kind of person who is funny in that way. You know,
Yeah, not in that way. I see
dialogue
what you're saying.
funny.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they're going to do because someone was talking about it at Comic-Con. I can't remember who, but they were talking about Reepicheep and how they had to work on not making him be like the cheap laughs, but making him a real character and making thing that's funny about him is that because he is so small, not that he acts funny or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not
He's
that worried.
intrinsically humorous. It's not like he has to pull
Yeah,
off jokes to be
not
humorous.
like ha ha ha. It's just funny.
Yeah.
But that's got me a little worried, but I'm not freaking out yet.
Yeah, well, that, there's some people who, you know, get cast, there are comedians that get to branch out a little bit, so I'm not too worried, because there have been,
Right, and it could be coincidence, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of like,
it's a comedian.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, if you, I don't know if you ever saw Simon Birch, but if you let's say you were one of the script writers and you're reading this story, this dramatic story, you can say, "Oh, who's been cast as the main narrator through the story? Oh, Jim Carrey was cast." You're going, "What?" You know. So, but of course, he did a great job, and it was not humorous at all. So, I'm not too worried. I don't think it's really a coincidence. I think one of the reasons why they might have gone for a comedian is because it is a stand-up comedy, and in a way, Reepy Cheap Sommel is a stand-up character, and it's just the way he talks and the way he speaks. It's very expository and very much of almost a little short public speaker, speech-giving mouse.
Yeah.
So much of what he says is like a short little speech. So it's not always built into a conversation. So I think that may be one of the reasons. I know Glumpuddle said on his YouTube cast that he was ecstatic. I am not ecstatic. I think
that wouldn't be the word I would use to describe myself either.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I am ecstatic because, because I don't know Eddie Izzard. I only watched the one YouTube video. I'm probably going to watch some more later, but I am not. He could be great, but
then again,
I don't know what kind of an. Yeah, I don't know what kind of an actor he is. I don't know how serious he is at other points of being dramatic, because Reepy Cheep is at points humorous, at other points very dramatic. Can he pull off the whole, scene with Reepy Cheep and his tail being cut off without it coming across as funny? There's little things like that that I'm just wondering about. The one thing I am very excited about, I think he has, the actor has a really great amount of energy in his voice. Very passionate, very excited, which I think is just what Reepy Cheep needs. So on that note, I am excited about that part of the voice. So he could be great, but I don't know enough about him to say that I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, well, just looking forward to seeing the end result. And if we hate it, then we can boycott.
C'est la guerre. Yes. So, basically, concluding thoughts about Reepy Cheep before and after, what you thought of him before, what you think, what you were thinking of him now. Are you happier about how the character is turning out? Are you more excited? What do you think?
Well, before, I really didn't have a good idea in my head about what I thought he would look like or what I wanted him to look like. I was frankly getting a little, tired of the whole subject because people harping on it so much. Reepy Cheep is white. No, he's not white. And then, then the little toy came out. I love it. I think he looks... Just the toy, okay? The toy looks really good. I think it looks exactly what Reepy Cheep ought to look like.
Not exactly. I don't want him to look plastic.
Yeah, he's plastic. But if the real thing looks, kind of like that, I'll be happy. Because, after all, he doesn't have a certain amount of cuteness factor to him.
Cuteness factor.
Well, that's
and the voice. Are you more enthusiastic about the voice than you were before? Or did you expect him to find someone that you would be more pleased with? With which
as
you
far as the voice goes?
Yes.
I didn't have any idea at all. I'm glad they didn't go down the Puss in Boots route. I wasn't really too worried about that because, Andrew Adamson having directed Shrek, he'd probably be the last person on Earth who would copy anything from that. So that makes me more comfortable because I know he will go as far away from that as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say I am more enthusiastic about the character simply because there seem to be so many little rumors about Ryubichi being white, or at least being a very white color. I knew he wouldn't come across looking as a lab rat, but I thought, well, what if he looks like a really, really light colored mouse? I knew he wasn't going to come across that bad, but I really did think that could be so much of a distraction. It might hinder my love of the character, but I am more enthusiastic because they chose a look that I can deal with, and they chose a voice that could be very, very good. There's nothing about Eddie Izzard really too much that gives me a great deal of pause towards his bringing the character to life. So, on the whole, I am much more excited about seeing Ryubichi, and the fact that someone who had not read the books saw, at least I assume the guy that had not read the book, especially since he called him a rat. yes. Has scrum puddles.
For shame.
Yes, but I think that the fact that someone who is not a fan of the books saw Ryubichi and thought, oh, this is so cool. On one hand, some people say, well, that might not be a good thing. But hey, if people who don't know the books can watch this and love it, then I think that's a good thing. So, I think it's probably bringing more of C.S. Lewis and his vision into the screen, and it's being more successful that way. So, I am optimistic on that front, and I'm excited about that. So, overall, you guys are happy with Ryubichi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm definitely a lot happier of him than I guess I was. I'm glad we've got some concrete stuff so he can start, fussing about it and just deal with it.
And then the next
I like the way he looks.
And I am tolerant of... It does not ruffle my fur, as we will say. So, all right, well, yeah, well, I'm glad that Ryubichi is turning out and that we've got some more progress in the film. And that's just one more thing. Now, of course, I'm thinking, when is the next trailer going to come out when we can see Ryubichi?
Probably not. It's not going to be very long.
No, hopefully.
2 or 3 months, at least.
Oh.
That is not a long time. And this makes me go
you.
Absolutely insane because.
In Illinois. Yes, well, I'm not going to get the toys. I've been more collecting the trailer music from the trailer. So I got all the music from the Prince Caspian trailer.
So, oh, yeah, I have a few of those tracks too.
Yeah, I found every single one. I'm pretty happy. So, yay. And I'll play one here at the end of the podcast. So, all right. Well, Jim Fan, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Great. And you have a great new year.
You too.
Prince Caspian for the new year, everyone.
Woo!
So, yes. All right. Thank you very much, Jim Fan. Come again sometime.
I will.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us. If you want to email us with your thoughts, then you can email me, rillian@narniweb.com. Or if you want to email Jim Fan, you can email her at webmaster@spareoom.net. So go ahead and email us if you have any questions or comments. Everyone have a happy new year, and true to my word, here is some music from the Prince Caspian trailer provided by Intermediate Music. Enjoy.